Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 138. We are talking about judgment. How often do you judge yourself and others? And how to check that to make sure it doesn't interfere with your business. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin. Has been a whole month since I've actually recorded an episode, so here I am to bring some wisdom, knowledge, experience, spirituality. Today I want to talk about judgment. Judgment is a big deal in terms of the topics that have come up with me and my clients. And it's interesting because they kind of come in waves. Last month was money mindset. You know, a lot of people are kind of struggling with understanding and knowing their numbers. And then this month, it seems as though I have to talk a lot about judgment with people, how they judge themselves. Then they judge others. They also judge their clients. And what happens when that happens? So today's topic is all about judgment. Where does it come from? Why do we judge people? And why do we judge ourselves? And how does all of that connect with how you love yourself is how you love others? Same with how you judge yourself is how you judge others, right? So if you're less judgmental of yourself, if you're less critical of yourself, you're also less judgmental and less critical of others. And the other way is true. If you are very judgmental of yourself and very critical of others, you're also judgmental and critical to you. So it's really interesting because how you love yourself is how you love others, right? We always hear that in songs, we hear that in psychology research and studies and how the brain works and how intimacy works and how to develop a really amazing relationship. Well, it's because the way you love yourself is how you love others, right? So really, the problem is how you love yourself and how you judge yourself or how you criticize yourself. We just gotta change that. So it sounds easy to say and very difficult to actually implement on a daily basis to make substantial change. To make that change, you get to be really cognizant of when you do make those judgments. I had a client this week that I spoke with, and she didn't even realize how often she judged herself. She was telling me just things going on. And in those moments, she was judging herself, you know, judging whether she did a good job or not, judging herself, you know, and it just continues on if left unchecked. So why is it such a detriment to judge yourself? Well, it's a detriment because when you judge yourself, it's almost like you are dividing yourself. Creating a separation from you and source. Source, guys, is what I call God. You guys can call him God, Jesus, Christ. I call everything that is made of all things and is made of me and you and everything, source. Source energy. It flows in all of us. So anytime you judge yourself, you are creating some sort of divide between you and source. Meaning, whatever is going on isn't good enough and it needs to improve because according to whatever thing you're supposed to be doing or whatever level you're supposed to be at or whatever phase of business in life you're supposed to be at, you're supposed to be there by now and therefore the judgment comes in. So it's almost like you're not trusting the process, number one, and you're not trusting source that everything is happening divinely for you in accordance to whatever growth your soul needs. All of the things that's going on right now to you, to me, to the world is not by accident. In fact, it is all divine, divinely happening to us for the betterment of us, right? So it sounds like a load of crap, Maria. You're sounding like, I don't even know, like, email me what I sound like, info@talkswithmaria.com. But, you know, all of this, all of the things that we are going through is all divinely for the soul's evolution, right? So a long time ago, I read this book called Conversations with God. I still have the book, and I always will post on the book because I've read it so many times that I'll have numerous highlighter colors. Because whatever like time in my life I was using blue highlighter, or whatever time in my life I was using orange or green or yellow. Yellow, by the way, fades over time, FYI. So as I flip through Conversations with God, all of the things that I really know right now spiritually really comes and is derived from God. Yes, source, right? Comes from my intuition. It also comes from the books I've read, primarily Conversations with God. One of the first books I've ever read that made me question my spirituality, made me question my religion, you know, my religious beliefs around being Catholic or Christian. And you know, growing up, I always knew that there's more to life. I always knew that. And I just didn't know what it was, whatever it was that I was looking for. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I think a lot of the times we are made wrong for what we believe, right? We believe that we deserve more. We believe that we shouldn't be treated this way. We believe that the relationships around us should be better and like happier. We believe that the work environment we're in needs to be better and happier. We believe that our physical bodies need to be better and happier. And in that, you know, I think that with us being made wrong for wanting more, that was where I felt like I shouldn't be made wrong for wanting more. I shouldn't be made wrong for wanting to be successful and doing things unordinarily, right? Unordinarily meaning, you know, I always knew I was going to be this. I didn't know how. I didn't know how it was going to happen. But I knew I was going to evoke some sort of magical shit inside of me that, you know, at the time, no one really understood. And at the time, I didn't believe in myself so much to act on it. You know, fast forward to 15 years later, here I am, and I preach this shit. You know, I preach that we are not divided. In fact, we're so connected. And anytime you question your journey, anytime you question your ability to manifest, anytime you question your inability to manifest, you are questioning the relationship you have with God. You are questioning the relationship you have with Source. And that is what creates the divide. Anytime you question, that's a judgment, right? Anytime you question your clients in terms of a judgment energy, like, you know, if someone's telling you something, like they didn't do their assignment, right? Let's say they didn't do their assignment. And you're totally judging them for it. And you feel so kind of like negative, like, oh, just, I knew this client was going to be a problem client. You know, I knew that there was going to be some sort of like offness, and it was just not going to be an aligned partnership. Like all of these judgments, right? I know kind of thing. I knew I shouldn't have signed her on, you know, all of these things. Any kind of judgment like that, guys, really does create a divide between you and Source, number one. It creates a divide between you and the client. Because as you know, say these things in your mind, your coaching is now going to reflect the judgment you're thinking. Whether you know it or not, you know, energy is real, guys. How you show up on your calls If you show up open and trusting, if you show up authentic and vulnerable, if you show up honest and totally transparent, it is going to reflect on your coaching calls. And guess what? Your client will do the same. They are going to do exactly the same as you, because what people do, they don't even know that they do this. People don't do it until they kind of like reflect back, then they'll realize it. But in the action, in the moment, we don't know what we're doing. It's fucking stupid. And we're all guilty of it. And why is that? That's because our brains are meant to be on automatic, right? So a little bit about that. So the reason why our brains are on automatic is because it just takes so much energy to be constantly on all the time. It takes, number one, even with the energy we use just to be on automatic, it takes 30% of our energy on our daily energy consumption. It takes 30% to operate the brain on automatic. So imagine when you're completely fully aware of yourself all the fucking time. That's gonna take so much energy just to do. And you know, your body ain't just your brain. You gotta fucking move your body. You gotta eat. You know, you got a digestive system to fucking consume the food and spread it throughout your body to nourish your damn body. You gotta grow your hair, right? You gotta grow your nails. You gotta breathe oxygen. There's so many things going on with the body that it's trying to conserve energy so it can be effective in the physical world, right? Especially if you're like an athlete and you're asking your body to, really perform at a high level, like LeBron, you know. So why am I saying this about the brain? The reason why, guys, because I want you guys to separate yourselves here for a moment from you as your body, right? From you and your body. I want you to separate yourself from you, your body, and actually just take a look in from a third party perspective. So if your brain is on automatic because it's easier and it's more energy efficient on automatic, what does that mean in terms of how you show up in your relationships? What does that mean in terms of the judgment that takes place in your relationships? What does that mean when you are alone and you are on automatic by yourself? Are you talking nicely to yourself? Are you negatively talking to yourself? And you don't even realize it. Do you see how powerful we all are? We are so powerful. So, you know, we have created our programming. Our programming is what we think, what we believe in, what we believe about the world, what we believe about money, what we believe about love, what we believe about source, God, what we believe about whether we're supported or not, what we believe about whether we are uniquely awesome or uniquely awful, you know, like, what do you believe in? And if you don't know what those beliefs are, you have to know what, you have to actually dig in to find that out, because that means you're not understanding how you're being programmed every fucking day. You don't know the judgment you are putting into your life, the judgments you are putting into your clients without even really knowing that. And the responsibility that you have as a coach, as a service provider, as a consultant, is that you get to be fully aware of the biases you are implementing or you are sharing unknowingly with your client. You know, one of my clients are working with one of my other clients, okay? And let's just call client A the service provider and client B the service receiver, okay? So the service provider A, they're both my clients, service provider A is still working on herself, you know, really understanding herself spiritually as a business owner, growing and all of that. And in that, she has realized that she has some real stuff she needs to clean up. While that happens often in my programs with my clients, you know, there's a lot of discovering that happens. There's a lot of uncovering. There's a lot of truths that we are deciding whether are they true or not. You know, are they, or are you making it up, or what? You know what I mean? And in that, there comes some pain, right? Why am I bringing this up? Okay, I'm bringing this up because erase the clients, we're working with my clients. I erase that because that's going to be really hard to explain without any kind of backstory. So I am going to just really go into the fact that if you are listening to this, you're probably an entrepreneur or you know me. If you know me, I hope you enjoy this because you've probably seen me develop into a whole nother woman. But if you're a client of mine, or let's say you're just an entrepreneur and you just want to know about how to spiritually develop and grow your business. Okay, so if you are a service rendered business, you have a responsibility to ensure that whatever it is that you're going through does not bleed over into the relationships and how you show up for your clients. Okay, so let's say you're going through some fucked up shit, right? You broke up with your partner and y'all now having a divorce, and you know, life is kind of like changing dramatically for you. You better know that the programming in your head needs to be woken up, and you need to start looking at, what do I need to change so that my clients don't get this funk I'm feeling, right? Because that judgment, that like the things that are going on with you and like whatever shitty shit you're talking about to yourself and to your partner, to whoever's involved, is going to affect your ability to show up for your client or not. It will. If you don't look at it, if you don't check it, if you don't, if you don't really show up, if you don't fucking make changes, if you don't look at your programming. So judgment, guys, comes from our natural programming, our ability to see things the way they are and then make assessments to them based on what's working and what's not in a negative way. Now, there's a way you can do it that's more positive, which is all you got to do is look at what's working and what's not. Stop what's working, literally from an unemotional standpoint, from a third-party perspective, and literally just remove or stop doing the action that's preventing you from having your goal or reaching your goal. But the thing about us humans is that we make things so much more complicated, and we want to hold on to these negative things because of our fucking programming, because of what we believe about ourselves, the world, about love, about relationships. But ultimately, we are meant to be here to experience the highest form of love, the highest form of happiness, the highest form of wealth, and the highest form of joy. That is really what we are meant to do here. That is what our soul's purpose is. And every time we don't choose that, right? Every time we choose a negative, every time we choose something else outside of those things, is when life becomes really difficult. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.